Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I sound like complete shit. That's okay. Thank you for showing up, coming on in, and enjoying this little bitty afternoon with us. We've got some things to discuss today. We'll hit all kinds of topics, ranging from tarot questions that I have received, and everything in between. You guys missed this one this morning. I don't know about anyone else who has an autistic kid at home, but for me, I have a special latch in our room because we can't trust that she will stay in the room when I'm in there with her. I have a little lock latch all the way up top, so that way I can keep her from going out if she should wake up before me, or wake up, you know, whenever the case might be. Well, she was sound asleep last night. I didn't do the latch. Didn't think I needed to. Tessa was up 5 o'clock this morning. Nope, we're going to do the latch. I just went through probably a 30-minute scream fest with her. Not me screaming, her screaming. Because she's mostly potty trained, but this morning, she wanted to just pee in her pants, not go to the bathroom. She has two jobs. Pick up her toys, and then manage her, if she pees her pants, she has to take them off. We have to wipe down. We have to put in the trash. We get another one on. We put our pants back on. She knows how to do that. She don't want to do it. Why to take away her crown? She got this crown for Christmas. She's so cute. She could fall asleep with it in her hand. She carried around everywhere. Wear gold on your head, first off. So she broke her crown yesterday. I've been trying to find another one, but does she really deserve a crown? Of course she does, but it is creating bad behavior, I believe. She was just doing really good, and she kind of backslid a little bit. So I took a crown from her because she wouldn't go to the bathroom. I'm like, princesses who get crowns use the potty. So I took the crown. Oh, my God. She is just relentless. After about 30 minutes, I gave her back her crown. Anyone have this problem? Like, I don't want her to be unhappy, and I hate telling her to know this stuff, but when she screams like this, how do you stop it? Like, some people get angry, you know, it's totally okay to leave your kid in the room screaming as long as they're safe, not doing anything wrong. Now, with my daughter, she doesn't really know fear that much, and she's an eloper. It's not that she wants to run away from home, it's just that she's an adventurer. She doesn't realize, you know, I don't need to leave my house. I'm 5. She will run right into the street if you let her. Crazy kid. Sometimes I just don't have that discernment, and she won't have it for a little while. She's like 2 years younger in the mind. So we would have started earlier this morning, but I got woke up at 5 o'clock this morning with her slamming the door in the bedroom, so I was like, oh, no. So we were up for a long time. So we finally fell back asleep after a while. I had Christmas vacation. What can you do? She goes back to school Monday. Well, of course, back to homeschooling. She's not going back to that building until this COVID thing is figured out, which I don't know how long that's going to take. So, if anyone else has an autistic kid, I feel your pain. Don't worry. Eventually, hopefully, something good will happen. Well, mine, she's progressing very much so. And she loves learning. She loves school. But she's very demanding. And when she starts screaming, it is, and I've been recording her screams for Halloween. So we're going to be playing those sounds next year. This year on Halloween, 2021, people. Anybody think that they were going to see 2021? Holy crap. Now, let's get to it, eh? Oh, if anybody plays Pokemon Go, are you having as much fun as me right now? Because I am having a blast right now. That is one thing that did come out of COVID-19 that was actually kind of cool. I'm not into the whole appliances and foods and trash bags and stuff becoming Pokemon, but what can you do? Eventually, they're going to stop running out of ideas, like start running out of ideas. Well, we've now introduced food and items like regular. There's a damn chandelier. I just hatched a wick, like a candle. What? I caught a trash bag the other day. I'm like, you know what? That's it. Pokemon broken. But I will say, it is fun. It does take some time, you know. Kill time. It gets you outside. Me and Matilda play. She's really good at it. She battles other trainers. So I will say right now, Pokemon Go is awesome. For those of you who do play Pokemon Go, if you want to trade trainer codes, I'll throw mine out there. I've got friends from all over the world, so it's pretty awesome. I will say I have been hatching Farfetch's, okay? 10 excellent throws I had to throw, all right? That to evolve the Farfetch, which I didn't even know had an evolution. So it's kind of cool. I saw someone taught a Slowpoke, the 2020 Slowpoke. But it was like a shiny, so it was like blue or green or something. Now for me, let me see if I can find my trainer code if you want to. Oh, there we go. So my trainer code is 6876-1606-6703. Find me, friend me, I send gifts every day. I'm Kunoichi Kawaii. So hit me up there. I've got friends from all over the world, and it is really fun, especially when you get cool eggs and stuff like that. I have almost gotten all of the 151 Pokemon out of the first generation. I finally got a Mewtwo. I actually was invited to a Mega Raid, or I don't know if that was a Mega Raid, but it was a raid, and it was a pretty cool Pokemon, but he got away from me, so, and I tried everything. It was so embarrassing. I was like, oh my god, I am a terrible Pokemon trainer. I'm having fun with it. Sometimes I get to go downtown when there's not very many people out at nighttime, a little bit early. And then I'll go hit Pokestops and, you know, get stuff, do some battles, take over some gyms. Matilda loves doing that. It's one of our favorite pastimes. All right, so we're going to do some more we're going to touch on some more subjects. We do have some news. And then I did just learn that over in Kenya, they are, it's really interesting, they are taking their and turning it into cooking baguettes, which actually they make it safe to where they can use it, and they use it for cooking, and it emits less smoke. It's better for the environment. So now they're making 6,000 toilets right now, which collect waste, so that way they could collect it. And it's actually better for the environment, and can replace charcoal. So that's pretty awesome. Humans are very innovative when we need to be, I'll tell you. I will tell you. Now, I've got some different things, and guess what, guys? Georgia, 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 Georgia. You guys right now are our only hope. If we can take the majority House Speaker from Mitch Bitch McConnell, we can get $2,000 in stimulus money, which is what we fucking need. But I want to yell this out. The biggest national security threat facing our country today comes not from foreign-born assailants, but from American-born white men. Yet police and press struggle to even call this threat what it is. Terrorism. That man had no reason to make any bombs. And we have every reason to call him exactly what he is. A fucking terrorist. Christmas Day, for many already, was really sad. We already lost so many. And still counting today. We are not a collective. We are individualists. We don't give a shit about the environment, people, animals, unless it gets us a like. We're so inundated with things like Pokemon Go, Instagram, Facebook. Truly, the age of zombies is here. It's right before you now. That's why I have a show. That is why I have a show. I've had many people, not very many, but like two people. I've had two other people on this show, on and off. One of them literally lost his way, and I think that was with some help of another person who actually wanted him out of his way, which, as I'm putting these pieces together, it's actually diabolical as shit. But my friend, Sean B., the person I started the show with, he's not somebody who cares about stuff like this. Like, he wants to talk about stupid shit. Like, who cares what the Kim Kardashian motherfuckers are doing? I don't give a shit. Who cares what these motherfuckers out here are doing? We got real problems. But maybe he has a point. But I would rather have a good show that does a little bit of everything, but mostly intelligent stuff. So, no one's showing up for tarot right now. Are most of you getting through your hangovers this week? It's also 1:35. I mean, I'm not blaming you. If nobody shows up for tarot, that's fine. We'll touch on some issues, and then I'll save my time for later. We'll probably go into some psychological symptoms of PTSD and narcissistic abuse. I do not agree. I'm not... Arajani Jones, Arajani Dragonfire Peace Jones, how dare you? Oh my God. Why are you so skinny, girly? I weigh 127, you guys. I lost weight in a healthy, my lupus, sometimes when you have lupus and you get stressed or whatever, and you're in a very hostile environment, which lately it's been all the way around. A hostile environment, especially with COVID going on. and the stresses, my uncle dying, whatever, everything else that's been going on, I have reversed the getting fat to the losing weight. And I was losing weight. Now, I do hydroxycut, but I don't do it all the time because that shit, I have two different kinds. I have the regular hydroxycut, which isn't so speedy, but then I have the extreme hydroxycut, which I pretty much, I basically snort that shit right up into my smoothie, straight to the brain. I put it in my smoothie in my workouts because it hurts my stomach when I take the pill. So that one is what we have dubbed the Adderall of the hydroxycut family. Now, I quit doing them because I didn't want, not get used to them or whatever. I didn't need that much of a boost to lose weight because I had already started losing weight and didn't realize it. I got myself a wee fit, all that. Me and Matilda work out all the time. I work out 3 hours a day, up to 5 days a week. But I actually have stopped losing weight, and I'm gaining muscle in my workouts and strength training. But yeah, I've lost some fat in my face, and that is just, I'd rather have a jawline than have a round face. So one of my many karmic soulmates, Arajani Dragonfire Peace Jones, just commented, he's like, "You look like Slender Man." No, I'm just not fat, bitch. How dare you? How dare you? That's one thing, like, if you're a girl who, like, got big and got skinny, but for me, I didn't get big from eating. I got big from steroids, trying to treat my lupus and all that stuff. Like, don't listen to doctors. Fruit, veggies, weed helps. I have my weed license, and that's it. I don't take pills. I don't take much weight supplements. I take more serotonin-boosting supplements, hair, skin, and nails, you name it. I try and do it all. I try to take care of my skin. I have questions on here, which we're going to get to that. I got asked before, what is my skincare routine? If you work in a restaurant and you're a cook and you work with a lot of grease and you're having to wear a face mask like I was just wearing, I tell you what, guys. Having a face scrubber, that little machine that vibrates deeply, use that after you get done. I would go into the bathroom, and I would get my face washed, everything, prepare the sink, and make nice warm water, and I would dig that shit out of my face. My face scrubber broke, and I had to wait for another one to come. Oh, my God, you guys, when I finally got it, the deep acne that was under the skin came up. Don't touch it or you're going to get scarring, because when it's that deep, it's very horrible, especially if you touch it. And if you're like me, you scar easy, it's best just to do what I've been doing. There's a gray clay that you can buy in a 3-pack from Walmart. I luckily was able to find one where there was actually a clay in there, and it does the job. I just put it on at night when I go to bed, and I wear it whenever I feel like I want to dry it up and treat it. So much easier. Also, hot sauce, you guys. I know it sounds weird. That capsaicin, yes. So I do a lot of that. Also, fruit, melon, those nice melons that you see, the white and green ones. Get you some of that after you're done eating and you've gotten your fill of fruit. Wipe it on your face. If it's good for your inside, it's good for your outside. Watermelon, cantaloupe, that honeydew, and that one melon from France that they make meaningful beauty from, put it on your face. When I want to boost my skin in the morning, take a coffee grounds, take some honey, mix it up really good, put it on your face. Dark circles, no more. Freshen it up. Cucumber. Now, cucumba is not only good for your water. Guess what? It's good for your face. Thinly slice them shits. Slice them slices. Put it on your face. Watch how deeply it hydrates your skin. If you're suffering from acne, not always over-the-counter works. If you don't have anything to treat yourself immediately, if you've got some honey, paprika, garlic powder, and onion powder, mix that shit together. Make a face mask. There's so many more health care tips I can give you on skin. Always, always, always moisturize. Wear sunblock if you can. Under your makeup, always do a really good primer that has UVB protection in there. And, you know, lots of water. Drink lots of water. Put fruit in it if you can. Cut down the gluten out of your life. Like me, I'm allergic to it. It's not something I can enjoy that much. When I do, it looks like I'm 9 months pregnant. But if you cut out gluten, you'll have a much better time, especially if you bloat for no reason, you don't know what it is. It's probably gluten. Gluten is not what it used to be. Gluten is just something that comes from the wheat germ. It's very sticky. I used to work at Noodles and Company. That's one of the things that would be like left over in the water from the noodles. You'd have to scrub it off because it sticks. Now think about what that's doing to your body. Now Trump is all of a sudden saying he wants us to get them $2,000 checks. Trump says $2,000 stimulus checks. Pelosi, $2,000. Schumer, $2,000. Democrats, $2,000. Republicans, $2,000. Mitch, bitch, McConnell, eat shit and die. U.S. government. Sorry, everyone, but you'll have to eat shit and die. Sounds about white. Sounds about America. That's 3 K's, not C-A. Now, the officer who killed Breonna Taylor is expected to be fired, and that's 9 months after her death. But why isn't he being charged? Now, two Louisville, Kentucky police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor have both been given notices of termination. According to multiple news outlets, the firings come from more than 9 months after the failed drug raid that killed the 26-year-old EMT. Now, Detective Miles Cosgrove, the officer whose gunshot killed Taylor, and Detective Joshua James, who obtained the no-knock warrant but was not at Taylor's apartment during the raid, both received pre-termination letters Tuesday. But why aren't they in jail? Why is it that they're getting fired? Why aren't they being charged? They lied to get the warrant. They lied all around the board. Did anyone notice that this was all for real estate as well? Yep, you heard it. This was regentrification. Botched the fuck out. If you don't believe me, look it up. The developers wanted that land that those apartments were on. Now, this woman was a woman who was an EMT who responded as a first responder in COVID-19. They made all this shit up so they could go in this house, make this fucking arrest, had no evidence, lied completely, tried to make the boyfriend lie on her after she had passed, after they had done all these things. All so that way the developers can take the money that Mr. Obama gave them, which I'm sure was not his intention, to basically revamp everything. But see, when they revamp stuff, they revamp it in a way that they take the old folks, the black folks, the Hispanic folks, and everybody in between that isn't rich and white, or rich and brown. Let's put that in there as well. They might as well be white. To come in and regentrify the place, make it more expensive, and bring in more rich people, more upper-class people, because, you know, that's what they do. So in order to do this and get this property, they had to be able to seize it, because these people weren't going anywhere. So that's basically how Miss Fiona Taylor was murdered in her home. Now, they lied about what was going on. They made it seem like it was a drug bust of the century. And the termination letter to James and Louisville Metro Police Intergram, Chef Yvette Gentry wrote that his conduct has severely damaged the image our department has established within our community. Well, if you kill black people for no reason for existing, I think that it's safe to say, yeah. That's the image that we have of you. Look what happened to Damir Rice. If you can't even serve justice for a 12-year-old boy, how could we expect anything better? We can't. We intend to show up to the pre-termination hearing on December 31st, and we're going to contest this action. Although I'm not optimistic about the interim Chief Gentry changing her decision. Now, Cosgrove was one of the officers who raided Taylor's home in March, and an investigation concluded that his gunshot was the one that killed Taylor. Now, in a sworn affidavit 2 months before the raid, James claimed he witnessed Taylor's ex-boyfriend, a suspect in the drug investigation, receiving packages at her apartment. He also claimed he verified the information with the postal inspector, but that was not true. He did not contact the postal inspector at all. They lied. Now, Taylor's death became a major focal point of this month's long Black Lives Matter protest against police brutality and systemic racism, and inspired the Say Her Name chant. Why are they being fired, and why aren't they being charged? Why is it that they could be fired but not charged? But if I say, kill my ex, and when he comes here to my house and he's not invited and he's being violent and I use my stand my ground law, very huge chance I'm going to motherfucking jail. And they'll side with him. This is not justice in America. Well, it is if it's 3Ks, not CA, which is exactly who we are. It is exactly who we are. Now, that being said, ladies, I have a secret to tell you. I love Glamnetics, don't get me wrong. Now, for Halloween, I made prosthetics. It was really awesome. I did a zombie stripper, and I had one eyelash left for my Glamnetics, so that became the most expensive prosthetic of that outfit. Why? Because my daughter loves to get into my makeup case, and she loves my eyelashes, and she loves getting into stuff, and she loves those too, so she did leave me one. Now, I got a unicorn surprise box, and it had two sets of lashes in there. Now, they are not magnetic, but you know what I did, y'all? You wouldn't believe this. I don't have lash glue, but I have some Glamnetic eyelash liner left. So I used it, and I'm like, well, maybe this works. Bitches, y'all, it worked. So you could take any eyelash and fucking put that shit on there, and it'll stay. It'll stay. I've been doing that. I can't wait to get more Glamnetics. Right now I can't be spending money on that, but one day I will. MoxiLash has something interesting as well, you guys. They have no magnetic pieces on it, and it's like a silicone, and it's like the same idea. So if you can afford them, try them out. But Glamnetic is pretty damn awesome if you do not mind the magnetics. Now, it's a sad day in America when a man whose family is worth over $100 billion will deny you, I'm sorry, $100 million, will deny you and your family $2,000. Yeah, Mitch McConnell's wife. She is in cahoots with China. Her family was caught bringing in cocaine on her yacht. How did they not get in trouble? Well, of course, you know, they're bringing it in here. Of course, that's what we do. We bring it in, we sell it to you, and then we put you in jail for it. Yep. Mitch McConnell right now. I'll kill 1,000 children before I let my economy die. Well, you know, $2,000 stimulates the economy, actually. You stupid motherfucker. Like, don't they understand the money will be gone? Will be gone when they get it. Bills, you stupid motherfucker. They can't enjoy it. They can't put it up. They can't put it in the bank. They can't put it in the bank. They can't go on vacation. No yachts. Bills. Bills. Past mortgage. Past due. Mortgage. Food. Bills. Bills, bills, bills. What in the fuck? What part of $2,000 will stimulate the fucking economy, bitch Mitch McConnell? Don't you understand? There are people dying out here. Of course, you don't give a shit, right? Because your wife's Chinese. She's in with the Chinese government doing espionage. And y'all bring in drugs, bitch Mitch McConnell. Fucking Moscow pussy. Fucking, the economy is already fucked. There's no goddamn jobs. There's hardly any jobs. I'm looking for a job right now that I could do safely without giving my family goddamn fucking COVID-19. I'm not finding a job, okay? So I think the economy is already in motherfucking trouble. Dear Moscow Mitch, turtle bitch. Why are 10 out of the poorest 25 counties in the United States are all located in Kentucky, the state you have represented in the U.S. Senate for 36 years? How? How? Supporting massive cuts for the wealthy just because it will create jobs and opposing $2,000 checks for the grounds that someone doesn't need it, might get it, doesn't make any kind of fucking sense because you just gave trillions of dollars away to not only the rich, but Israel too. Y'all know we're giving money to foreign governments to, like, overthrow Venezuela and shit. Anybody notice that? Well, we learned in 2020 that oil is worthless in a society without consumption, that health care has to be public because health is public, that 50% of jobs can be done from home while the other 50% deserve more than they're being paid, that we live in a society, not in an economy. Now, let's talk a little bit about being trans and cis and gay and part of the LGBTQ family. I am a part of that family tree. And here's something that, you know, even someone who's, if you tell somebody who's gay or bi, like, I identify as they, and even they get a little bit triggered, and this is why I'm saying this. Cis people hear pronouns. Now, if you don't know what a cisgender is, it means, like, you're a straight person. They hear pronouns and get triggered like a sleeper agent. Today, and cis people are unhinged, a parent overheard a second-grade teacher talking about pronouns in Zoom class and decided to try and get the teacher fired, A, and B, pull her child out of school. The reason the coworker was discussing pronouns, she was teaching a grammar lesson. Cis people really forgot that they use pronouns too, huh? Wild. Well, that's crazy. But you guys, it's 2021. The adults are on their way. I got sent this meme just now. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but rocks don't have magic powers. This person goes, have you ever tried crack? Dennis Reynolds, thank you, sir. You're going to love it. Oh, my God, you guys. Send us your memes. Send us your memes. We love it. We love it. We love it. I also want to, I was asked how to cover the tattoo on the face. Some of you have seen me do that. Now, there's a bunch of different makeups that say that they do that, and you got to put a lot on. Now, it's very, very expensive most of the time. Now, I will say there's a couple of makeup brands that I really like. One of them is called Hyde. It's the number one selling concealer right now, and it's Hyde Concealer, H-I-D-E Concealer, and it conceals a lot. It can cover your tattoos, any imperfection on your face. Now, as far as my tarot question that I got. Now, here's something that I see often. When you have a reverse tarot, do you read them? Absolutely. You absolutely want to read all cards the way that they fall. Now, make sure when you are shuffling your cards, you're doing face to ass, much like playing cards, which playing cards came from tarot, if you didn't know. That's why you'll see people using playing cards. So definitely shuffle right side up. Now, I was seeing that one lady's like, oh, y'all talk about cards that are, you know, flying at your deck. You're just really bad at shuffling. I'm really great at shuffling, actually. And I do read the card that does jump out because, and here's my suggestion. Here's what I do. If I have a card that jumps out of the deck, even if my shuffle's perfect, if I feel that I need to read that card and leave it, I will. But most of the time, I put it back in the deck, I reshuffle. If that card comes out again, then you know there's a reason I jumped out. So either A, you're bad at shuffling, or B, it was supposed to be there. Yes, always read your negative cards, and always make sure when you're reading your cards, whatever they're surrounding, whatever the case may be, they change, they turn into messages. So let's make sure that we're not adding or putting on, you know, doing more than we should when it comes to these tarots. And, you know, have fun with it. Let your intuition read the cards. You know, they say what they say. There's a little lesson that we have here, and you'll hear a lot of tarot readers say it too. I can read your cards like nothing, but for myself, I need a book. Because, you know, we could throw our own twist on it, we'll think it says this, it's wrong, and that's one of the superstitions of all tarot readers that I've come to find. I love your questions, I love your comments. We haven't received any negative comments so far in the mail, so I want to say thank you for that. If you wanted a reading and you didn't want to be on the radio, that's okay. I do $20 readings, and that takes as long as it takes, is what it takes, however many cards. And that money will go right back to the radio station. One day I aim to be able to afford $100 a month, which gives us 2 hours to work with, and that means longer tarot shows, more people. So, that being said, we're going to go into the future of tech really quick. Now, what is the future with tech, and especially when it comes to hacking? Now, young hackers are the future of cybersecurity, and we should treat them as such, but there are people who should not be having any access to your shit, who do it to hurt you, who do it to try and set you up, who do it to try and manipulate you and have something to hang over your head. Never be afraid to speak out, speak up. If someone does something to you, it is better to not hold it in. Tell. Do not make my mistake. Now, in February, a poster that featured the Metropolitan Police and National Crime Agency logos created to warn parents about children and cybercrime came under scrutiny. It warned parents about various online tools, including Tor Browser and Kali Linux, claiming the presence of such tools was a sign a child could be both a hacker, could be a hacker, and both organizations said they had no involvement with the poster and rightly distanced themselves. But it points to a worrisome attitude towards tech. If young people are vilified for honing their cyber skills, we risk alienating them from the tech industry. Now, associating legitimate software such as Kali Linux with cybercrime perpetuates the stereotype of young coders as potential hackers. While it's easy to laugh this poster off as ignorance, there's serious risk to young talent. At the very least, they could be disincentivized from pursuing technical skills. So, if you're finding that your kid's into coding, let them do it, you know, because you might just end up getting hacked, and you're going to need that. Now, when it comes to the Kali Linux, that's one of the best ways to hack someone's shit, all right? Now, the future of technology, that is, now, there's going to be five ways that hacking will evolve in the future, and it's getting to the point to where these people can literally take your house from you. If there is one perpetual truth about technology and communications, it's that no matter how primitive or sophisticated the system, someone will find a way to exploit it. In the 1950s, people hacked the country's network of landline telephones to make free calls. Decades later, we're still often at the mercy of hackers who are able to navigate complex innovations for fraudulent purposes. Mental Floss has partnered with the Discover to take a look into the future and identify some of the new ways we might become vulnerable to hacking, as well as the ways cutting-edge technology can help us remain secure. Healthcare, hackers will use our eyes to deceive us. Now, security systems are making more of the use of biometrics to identify users. Think of using a fingerprint scanner in lieu of a password. While it may seem impossible to duplicate an individual's unique biological traits, that might not be what hackers will be looking into to do. Instead, the criminals could utilize hardware or software skimmers and intercept these credentials, capturing them and using them for their own gain. In the same way, they can modify ATM machines to grab credit card information. That's why we'll likely see more credentials stored on local devices rather than transmitted. Now, hackers might be able to breach your data by touch alone. Don't think a hacker needs a computer and an internet connection to take an invasive look at your data. At some point, chips implanted under the criminal's skin might be able to prompt a phone to open a link, possibly under the guise of a security update that could lead to a malicious site. All a hacker would have to do is be near the device or hold the device in their hand. If this threat increases, we could see a rise in the use of blockers that can protect devices from being compromised. Your purse or wallet, for example, would be shielded from such attacks. Insane! Hackers might join your email conversations. Yes, the fuck they do. Yeah, most of my emails are gone. Weird. Don't come in. Go somewhere. Now, many of us laugh at the clunky, transparent email attempts to lure us into malicious websites, links, and email servers to do a good job of diverting suspicious correspondence to a junk folder. But hackers may one day be able to mimic legitimate exchanges so well that they can drop a message in the middle of an existing email thread, seen it done, because it will blend seamlessly into the dialogue. The danger of giving up confidential information will grow exponentially. Which is why it's important to never share sensitive information via email, no matter who you're communicating with. Hackers might take over our assistants, robots. Today's smart homes are all about voice recognition and app-controlled environment regulation. Think about asking your television to change the channel or telling your thermostat to warm up the living room before you get home. But as we move into the era of locomoting robots that provide home assistance, cleaning, dispensing information, or surveillance, consider that hackers could hijack their sensory inputs to eavesdrop on sensitive conversations and relate personal information, consumers will likely need to be proactive by turning off information gathering options that are on devices and stay on top of possible breaches reported in the media. So use your computer to do their dirty work for them. Not all financially motivated hackers are devoted to separating you from your money. Sometimes hackers just want your computing power. Cryptojacking is expected to rise in the coming years, with criminals luring people to websites that will allow them to harvest your computing power to generate or mine cryptocurrency, which is does by solving complex math problems. While you may not suffer as a direct result, it's still a pretty egregious use of your property to pursue a criminal act. Like, for instance, I found porn sites on my phone. They weren't just porn sites. They were on the dark web. How the fuck did they get there? I didn't do this. You're likely not ever to notice unless you go look. And I'm telling you, go look. Never click on suspicious links and make sure anti-spyware software is up to date. Also, check out if your shit's been turned off, because a lot of times, like mine, it has been. If you feel like your phone's not acting right, write down all of your shit if you have to. Do not back up your phone. If you back it up, it will put back everything, whatever's on there. Whatever they did to it, if your phone's hacked, it'll go right back to where it was. Write down your passwords. Do not change them. Change them after. Reset your phone. Do not back it up, okay? Now, even if some of these tactics seem like science fiction, hacking still poses a threat to your financial security today. Remember, SunTrust will not protect you. But Discover can help. With free Social Security number alerts, Discover will monitor thousands of sites on the dark web and alert you if they find your Social Security number. It's free for card members who sign up. Now, that's just Discover. If y'all need help, get your Norton Antivirus 360. That shit will, yes, from emails to everything else. I definitely, that's what my mom has. That's what saved my princesspeppermint.com. And I am now getting down to the nitty-gritty on my shit. So that's why I'm sharing this with you, so that way I can help others. And fucking get your shit out of goddamn SunTrust. They will let them take your shit, and you will not get your money back. SunTrust, don't trust them. All right, so Kenyon Baguette, the future of tech. You've got news, voting, now women's rights. Now, what is a woman's right? Now, women's rights in dating violence. This is something that we should definitely be vigilant, be watching, advocating for. We've been covering dating violence for the past couple of days. It's really necessary at this point. Knowing your rights is very important, especially when you have someone that's, like, trying to hurt you or, you know, manipulate you. Now, there is something called the American Civil Liberties Union. This is a place that you can go. You can Google it. It's with the ACLU. Now, domestic violence and sexual assaults and other forms of gender-based violence deprive women and girls of their fundamental ability to live with dignity. Now, women and girls experience domestic violence and sexual assault at alarming rates. Governments, institutions, laws, and policies contribute to the systemic devaluation of the lives and safety of women and girls by failing to respond to gender-based violence and discriminating against those subjected to such violence. Now, women's rights, pregnancy and parenting discrimination, violence against women, sexual violence in schools, housing policy and local ordinances, sexual assault and harassment in the military, huge fucking thing. Women's rights in the workplace, women's rights in education, women and criminal justice. Now, let's dig into pregnancy and parenting discrimination. Women are often, too often fired, forced out of jobs when their employers learn that they are pregnant or when they have to return to work after having a baby. Many employers fire pregnant workers on the spot, particularly in low-wage sectors dominated by women. Others force pregnant workers off the job by refusing to grant them the same kinds of temporary modifications, such as light-duty assignments, that are routinely granted to other workers who need them. Firing women because they are pregnant or treating pregnant workers worse than other workers who are also temporarily unable to perform some aspects of the job has been illegal since 1978. When Congress enacted the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, but employers still do it, and unfortunately some courts have upheld these practices when employers come up with a pregnancy-blind reason to leave pregnant workers out in the cold. When women are pushed out of the workplace, they lose important income and benefits, contributing to a gender wealth gap between men and women. Some women are fired because their employers do not believe that unmarried women should become pregnant. But religious institutions and other employers with religious or moral objections of this kind do not have a free pass to discriminate against women who choose to become pregnant. After they give birth, women workers are the targets of discrimination if they need to pump breast milk to remain on the job. And both women and men who engage in caretaking suffer workplace discrimination based on gender stereotypes. The ACLU has a long fought back against these discriminatory practices in the courts and legislatures. Women have been fighting the stereotype that they should be at home instead of at work for decades, more than 35 years after the Pregnancy Discrimination Act was enacted. It's time for employers to realize that they can't force pregnant women and parenting workers off the job. Now, violence against women. Domestic violence, sexual assault, other forms of gender-based violence. Accountability by the government, employers, landlords, and others, as well as recognition that discrimination against survivors as a form of sex discrimination is essential to enable women and girls to live free from violence. Yeah. Women and criminal justice. Over the past 30 years, the number of women and girls caught in the criminal justice system has skyrocketed. Many have been swept up in the war on drugs and subject to increasingly punitive sentences, sentencing policies for nonviolent offenders. Many of these women struggle with substance abuse, mental illness, and history of physical and sexual abuse. Few get the services they need. The toll on women, girls, and their families is devastating. Further, the over-incarceration and over-conviction of women has devastated effects on them and their families because of their barriers women face as a result of their criminal records. These barriers include employment discrimination, compounded by the trend among employers of conducting background checks, exclusions from certain occupations, including some traditionally dominated by low-income women, such as home health care and child care, exclusions from housing, and bans on receiving public assistance. I tried to get a house for me and my daughter. I had a job. I had enough money to pay, but because I was a single mom, they would not rent to me. I just needed the house for me and my baby. I go to work. What was the problem? They would not rent to me because I was a single mother. Oklahoma. The ACLU is working to reduce the over-incarceration of women and girls, ensure equal rights and dignity while in confinement, and eliminate barriers imposed as a result of having a criminal record. Now, the ACLU works to ensure that all women, especially those facing intersecting forms of discrimination, have equal access to employment free from gender discrimination, including discrimination based on sex, stereotypes, pregnancy, and parenting, discrimination in the form of barriers to working in fields from which women have traditionally been excluded, and the systemic undervaluing of the work traditionally performed by women. Although pregnancy discrimination has long been illegal, workers who are pregnant and or breastfeeding are often fired or pushed out of the workplace. This practice is rooted in the stereotype that women should be mothers, not workers, and it's reinforced by the workplace policies modeled on traditional male norms. The ACLU works to end the wage discrimination in the workplace and ensure that all workers, regardless of sex, race, national origin, age, or disability, are able to bring home every dollar they rightfully earn. As a result of discrimination, including employers' reliance on gender stereotypes, women lack parity with men in earning. On average, women today earn just 78 cents for every dollar that a man earns, an increase of only 17 cents on the dollar since Equal Pay Act of 1963 was enacted. The figures are even more dismal for women of color. Black women are paid only 64 cents and Latinas 54 cents for every dollar the white man earns. Obstacles such as punitive pay, secrecy policies, and weak remedies in some of our laws make it difficult to challenge the ongoing wage gap. A range of barriers prevent women from having an equal opportunity to succeed in jobs from which they have traditionally been excluded. These can include formal barriers such as physical ability tests unrelated to job performance or bans on their ability to serve in combat units. But they can also include other forms of discrimination and unconscious bias, including policies that force women out of non-traditional sectors like shipping and factory work when they become pregnant or return to work after having a baby. Finally, the work of caring for children, sick family members, and elderly parents has traditionally been assumed to be and often is women's work. This caregiving work, although essential to society, tends to be undervalued and is often either unpaid when women combine care for their own families with paid work or underpaid when they work in caregiving occupations, such as in nursing homes. Workplace policies still fail to account for these obligations, and workers with child or elder care responsibilities often face sex discrimination and harassment, which inhibits their advancement in the workplace. So, for instance, myself, I got discriminated against. I went all the way to another city to get an interview to work in my city. Isn't that funny? And they asked me what my schedule was. It's mostly open, but my daughter is homeschooled, and she's probably not going back into school. So I would like to work in the hours that is after her school or during her schooling hours, so that way I can be home to do school with her at nighttime or whatever the case might be, and weekends are, I could do it anytime, whatever. Didn't get the job. She was cool with everything. Pardon me, I'm still exhausted, having to wake up early this morning, make her go back to bed at some point. I got discriminated against, and having a child a lot of times keeps me from getting homes. It keeps me from getting jobs. It makes it really hard when you go to school, especially if you're a single parent or you have someone at home that's threatening to leave because they're extremely jealous of what you're doing and they all of a sudden don't want to take care of the kid. Been through that one. I literally had to make something up and leave school and get a furlough because I was being threatened if I didn't come home that he was going to leave her right then and there. So that, my friends, is a form of narcissistic abuse, and no one should have to go through that, including our children. So that's the tea for today. I see someone is actually on right now. Hold on. You've been holding for 8 minutes. I'm sorry.
Hi, lady. What a beautiful, you sound like a lawyer. I love what you're saying. Hey, HT, can you make one real quick for me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, that was beautiful. I'm gonna re-listen to your broadcast. Thank you for that information. I'm gonna do that. I actually owe it half of 1 year. Real quickly, last time I spoke with you about a week ago, I think, and you said, because I'm trying to win the situation. I want you to know that it did happen, and it's happening, and you're right on target. So your results are accurate, more than 100%. So, again,
wow.
Thank you for that. Yeah, and so just real quickly, I know there's not much time. If you can do the Eastern cards, please. We had a disagreement again, but this one was bigger than the other ones, but then After that, I do like him, but this one kind of like, I think he wanted to cry, but I think it shocked him, and I think he reflected because he was quiet after that, and then he was nice, and then anyway, What do you see coming up, please? Quickly.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at it now. Okay, so I'm going to tell you your final outcome to this situation coming up is the Lovers and the Tower. So shit is about to fall apart. Right now you're at the Ten of Pentacles, so as you are rearing this foundation, you are having this issue. You've got the Fool and the Knight of Swords. So we really took a jump here, and we're still walking this tight wire with this person who's completely losing his shit. He's emotionally not stable right now. So you're at the Hangman at this point with the Page of Pentacles. So right now you're being told to rise above material concerns and the way things that have always been. Relax. Rethink. Time to step away right now. Your Page of Pentacles does have a message for you. Now, in this sense, it's talking about, again, having to put up with criticism, and it's time to push forward for and improve the quality of your life. So it's time to start cutting the fat, start leaving this person behind. It's time to walk away. I had a feeling this was going to happen. Remember when we did the last one, I really had this feeling. You've been jumping the gun lately, but patience and hard work will bring success. Try to listen to others and postpone decisions until you're well informed. Don't overburden yourself at this moment. Start separating yourself. Okay? So your Knight of Wands is popping at this point. He is at the ready, and he has his Joist? I want to say it's the thing that they would hit each other with when they're riding on their horse. Right now, it's telling you that the more self-assured you are, the better things will go. Right now, everybody's playing to win. So be prepared for competition. Fight the need to have the last word. Now, when it comes to him, we've got the Lover's card. We've got the Tower. But we do have the Six of Cups, okay, as your foundation, and the Two of Wands. So basically, the universe is telling you something here. It's really, you really got to try. Be a willing listener, and you know what people need to hear, which will give you the advantage. Help is on the way, though you do have the self-confidence to succeed on your own. So the help that's coming on your way is the fact that the universe is going to serve him his just rewards. Now, that being said, you have the Lover's card. And the Tower, when that is together, no good. Everyone wants to be admired, and others will embellish the truth. But what's necessary and real will prevail. Illusions will be shattered and enemies revealed. Don't be upset if things don't turn out as they plan. And that, with your Lover's card. So that has everything to do with this weird, interesting person. Right now, the Lovers and close friends will take stage. Take time to tell those closest to you what they mean to you. Examine all of your relationships that are going nowhere, i.e. this one. Eliminate the unwanted and unnecessary. This is followed by the Two of Wands and Six of Cups. Listen to your intuition. Do not give in to this ass-bagular tube top. It is time to kick rocks, sir. Six of Cups, telling you. The nostalgia, the feel-good, all that's good and nice and stuff, but you've got to survive for you at this moment. And this ship is sinking fast, and it's just a good time to realize that your personal magnetism is on the rise. Be firm in the affairs of your heart, and don't let the past distract from the present. It's an excellent time to start a new love affair, to renew vows, or to relocate. Now, we already know eventually you'll be walking away from this section in your life. That's coming up. That's a major arcana that's going to happen. But in between, you're being tested. And you need to, like, just walk away.
Okay. So, real quickly, T, I got it. He's going through the motion of accuracy because he had a car wreck, about 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He almost died, so I know he's having injections to the house in his back. And basically what you saw there, that he's going through emotional turbulence, so And you know what? Is he gonna have a problem with the person that I had a problem with? Because one of my coworkers told me that today. I said,
Oh yeah, we saw that in the cards before. Yes. He's gonna have lots of things are going to come from this. Remember when we said something was going to happen big, but we didn't know what it was? That was in one of the car readings that we did. I think that was it, the car wreck. This is going to cause more issue because he's so emotional from what happened to him. So, yeah, there's going to be lots of outward problems. Remember, emotions are running high, but attention spans are running low. So don't take things to heart, but also don't let yourself get wrapped up in it to where you're giving all of your time to this. Don't let him manipulate you that he is wounded and he needs you, because essentially it's going to backfire in your face. So right now, time to evaluate relationships that are going nowhere, i.e. probably this one. And yes, he's going to have lots of issues with fucking everybody and everything now. Oh, shit. This may have ended on its own. Let's see. Well, everybody, I think that my show automatically ended and may have turned her off. Not really sure. Are you there? Oh, you're there. Okay, great.
Just to do some minutes, do it quickly. Do you see still that person going getting arrested by the police?
Definitely power all around. Mm-hmm. Everybody's shit is falling down.
Beautiful. But do you see when she's getting arrested? I mean, do you see the days, like a week?
Let's see.
What do you see?
Let's throw out
whatever it said. I see with the letter J. J, like Jack in the Box. J, just real quickly. J.
She's going to be looked at. It looks like she'll be taken in, but she might actually get out of it. But she's definitely going to be in trouble. But for how long, it doesn't say. But it does look like she is going to be picked up. But since you do have the tower with the lover's card and everything, I think that everyone involved is definitely having their shit tested. This week, everything's going to go down. So.
Oh, my gosh. Once you get arrested, she's not going to be there no more, right?
No.
That's good. And do you see him having a problem with her as well?
Well, we already knew he was going to have some problem with her from the last reading, and that, you know, you shouldn't say anything or let anyone know anything, because it will just be all bad. Now, that being said, it could very well that she gets out of the jam that she's in, but I do see her having the authorities on that ass. So let's hope that she isn't able to talk her way out of it. She's one of those people. They think they can get away with anything. That is the tea, everyone. We're out of time.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I'm sorry I let you sit there. I was doing my spiel. I didn't see you on there.
No, it's okay. I'm going to listen to it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Give it a listen. Yesterday's episode was really good, and the day before, we've been covering this for days now, and I just feel like this is really important shit we should be talking about, because it's happening to everybody.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for listening in, my doll, and I'll be on tomorrow. And then we'll do some forecast, and let's just do a 21 card for you and get it over with. See what the hell's really going on. So I will be on tomorrow. Hit me up, bitch. All right, that's the tea, everybody. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Don't go out if you got to. Unless you got to, please, God, order your groceries. Just pick them up. Black Lives Matter, and that's the T, then out.